Hyderabad. A massive explosion at Sagachi Industries pharmaceutical plant in Pashamylaram, Sangareddy district. Telangana has claimed the lives of at least 35 workers, with officials warning that the number may rise further as rescue operations continue. The blast, which occurred in the microcrystalline cellulose, MCC, drying unit, has been described as the worst industrial disaster in Telangana in recent years. The explosion, suspected to have been triggered by a chemical reaction, tore through the plant with such force that a three-story building collapsed. 34 workers were reported injured, 11 of whom are in critical condition. Among the deceased and injured are mostly migrant workers from Bihar, Uttar Pradesh, and Odisha, highlighting the human cost of industrial safety lapses. Personnel from the State Disaster Response Force, SDRF, Hyderabad Disaster Response and Asset Protection Agency, HYDRAA, local police, and revenue authorities are tirelessly combing through the wreckage in search of survivors or remains. Telangana Chief Minister A. Ravind Reddy is scheduled to visit the accident site on Tuesday to oversee the ongoing rescue and relief operations. State Health Minister C. Damodar Raja Narasimha has been closely monitoring the medical response. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed deep sorrow over the tragedy and extended condolences to the families of the deceased. He announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each to the next of kin of those killed, and 50,000 rupees for the injured, from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund, PMNRF. Union Minister and Telangana BJP President G. Kishan Reddy assured the state government of full support in its relief efforts, calling for swift action to aid the victims and investigate the causes of the explosion. Sagachi Industries Limited, a prominent pharmaceutical company involved in manufacturing active pharmaceutical ingredients, APIs, intermediates, excipients, vitamin mineral blends, and O&M services, is now under intense scrutiny. The company's operations and safety protocols are likely to be investigated thoroughly in the wake of the disaster.